Good morning. You're listening to Brother Mark at the General Baptist Church, God's House of Prayer. Open with me this morning in the scriptures. We'll read in the book of Proverbs, looking in the third chapter as we see Solomon and the writer of Proverbs speak of trusting in the Lord. In the third chapter of Proverbs, looking in the fifth verse, he says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." As we look at this scripture this morning, we can begin to understand the importance of trust in our lives. Trust is such a vital necessity in our daily lives and everything that we do. As children, we trust our parents to be there and provide our need. We trust a family member or loved one to be there during the most difficult and during the most important events of our life. Trust is truly a vital component in our lives. And without it, things can begin to fall apart pretty quickly. Just as trust is so important in our physical lives and relationships, it is even more important in our spiritual life, in our relationship with God. This is what we encounter in the Proverbs. Trust is important in our relationship with God the Father, for we must trust in Him to meet our every need and to care for us as a father cares for his children. We truly can trust Him to provide for our every need, even as it is written in the Gospel of Matthew and Paul's letter to the Roman Church. But this trust in the Lord must go deeper. It is good for us to trust in Him to meet our every need and to meet in every area of our lives. And this is what Solomon writes in the Proverbs. He says to trust in the Lord with all our heart, and we must not lean on our own understanding. Let us acknowledge Him in all our ways, and He surely will direct our path. Why is this so important, you may ask? We said it briefly, but it is important to trust in the Lord for every part of our life, because our own endeavors, our own decisions will ultimately lead us to fall. When we trust fully in Him, He will lead us in His righteousness, and we will not fail. As you and I read these scriptures and Proverbs this morning, I want you to be encouraged that we surely and truly can fully trust in the Lord God of heaven and earth. He is our Father in heaven. His decision, His leading over our lives shall never fail, and His Spirit shall preserve us in every step that we take. In every moment of life, let us acknowledge Him, for He will lead us in His righteousness. I pray this scripture is a blessing to you this morning and encourages you in your coming day. God bless.